This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Like the light bulb, the refrigerator, and the car engine, moving pictures are one of those turn-of-the-century technologies we all think we understand. Film, well, it's like a flipbook, right? We don't give it too much thought. Until a movie turns up in a place we don't expect, like the New York City subway. When our SciArts producer Annie Minoff learned about a movie you watch by looking out a subway window as the cars are moving, she wanted to know how it worked. So she tracked down the film's creator, Bill Brand.
In the 1970s, Bill Brand was a young experimental filmmaker. The kind of filmmaker who made cat videos that did not get millions of views.
This is a film called Zip Tone Cat Tune, where I use positive and negative images of a cat seen through a grid of dots.
We're in Bill's New York studio watching a reel from his student days on a jerry-rigged projector. On screen, a kitten grooms herself under an overlay of strobing technicolor dots.
I make usually fairly short, fairly abstract films. They don't necessarily tell a story. They're more related to painting or sculpture or poetry or something like that, you might say.
Not many people saw Zip Tone Cat Tune, or Bill's other films from the 70s. Demolition of a Wall, Circles of Confusion, or Touchtone Phone Film.
Hello?
After a while, Bill wondered what it would be like to have a larger audience, and an idea came to him on the Chicago L train.
Riding the train, I think anyone has had the experience of looking out the window and feeling like this is very cinematic. This is like looking at a movie. And so I just started imagining what would happen if you had frames that worked like a flip book and you could see them out the window.
Bill's idea was to paint a 300-foot-long film strip inside the New York City subway. Bill's subway movie would work like conventional film in reverse. Instead of sitting in a theater while film strips pass through a projector, the film strip would be stationary. You would pass by it. Bill called his hypothetical subway movie Mass Transiscope, and he got funding and permission to make it happen. There was just one problem. He didn't actually know how to construct it. And figuring it out meant going back to basics, to lessons he learned about film watching, of all things, Woody Woodpecker.
As a child, there was a program, the Walter Lantz Woody Woodpecker Show. It would always begin with Walter Lantz himself. You'd see him at the drawing board, and he would explain how animation worked. And I learned that it was a series of individual frames.
These drawings have just been completed by some of the animators here at the Walter Lantz Studios. It looks like a very interesting sequence, but now we have to put some life in it.
That became very fascinating to me. And so I started drawing these frames, and I would make in a long strip of paper, I would make a strip that should have been an animation. And then I would pull the strip by my eye, and it didn't make an animation. It just would become blurry. And that was a puzzle to me.
Bill's animation was missing a crucial element, the shutter. Imagine sitting in a movie theater, one that plays actual film reels. When the projector's shutter is up, you see the frame of film. But when it's down, nothing. In fact, half the time you're sitting in a movie theater, the screen is completely dark. That intermittency, the on and off flicker between image and shutter, you need that to create the illusion of motion. But how to create a shutter inside the New York City subway?
The way it works in the Mass Transiscope is that you actually view the painting through a wall of slits. So the painting sits inside a box that I created and put on the platform. And the front of the box, every 15 inches, is about a half-inch wide slit. So as you pass by, you're looking through that slit.
You might ask why subway riders don't notice a flicker. It has to do with how our visual system registers images.
When you look at something, or when light passes through your eye, it creates these chemical changes, and it persists for a period of time. And we all know that if you've had your picture taken with a flash bulb, you see this ball of light for a fairly long period of time. It's quite annoying. But actually, that process is happening all the time consistently, and if it didn't, we probably wouldn't see at all.
You could think of each mass transiscope frame like a camera bulb's flash. It makes an impression on the retina that takes time to fade away. Not a long time, but long enough that if those flashes happen quickly enough, we don't notice the gaps in between them. In fact, we'll swear we've been looking at one continuous image the entire time. That was the theory. To test it, Bill experimented with a scale model in his studio. What he didn't do was a test run on the actual subway. So when Mass Transiscope opened to the public in September 1980, Bill Brand saw his movie for the very first time, along with everyone else.
Deep down in this dark, abandoned Brooklyn subway station lies a mass transiscope. No, it is not some mythological monster from the deep. It is a creative work of art. Let's go to the D train.
The coloration looked great, and the idea in itself is most fascinating.
Beautiful, like colorful, you know, like designs, all kinds of designs.
Mass transiscope worked, and it still works today. On a recent Sunday, I meet Mildred Vasquez, a Brooklynite and first-time Mass Transiscope viewer. Mildred watches out the Q train window with her husband.
There he goes. Look. Yeah. Look. There's like a person turning into a diamond. Oh, opening up. Look, squares. Now it's a spiral. Rocket ship. Look, it took off. There he goes.
I think that's it.
That was fantastic.
Geometric shapes morph into people, then landscapes. There's a rocket ship, or squid, depending on who you ask. Squares shuffle into what might be a deck of cards. A swirling tendril reaches out from the ground. It's abstract, non-representational, and playful, not unlike Bill's avant-garde films. Except the whole show only lasts 25 seconds. Mass transiscope is mass entertainment. But Bill says catching sight of it on a crowded subway car can feel oddly intimate.
The experience of viewing it is very private. It's not announced. You have to be looking to see it. So it's very public, but it's everybody's secret.
And if you haven't seen Mass Transiscope already, well, now it's yours, too. For Science Friday, I'm Annie Minoff.
You can watch Bill Brand's Mass Transiscope movie at our website. That's at sciencefriday.com/subwayart.